It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com if that is your flavor choice. We're happy to help you out there as well. Let's start with some more broad stuff.
Okay.
This one is from a 19-year-old female who's in a relationship with a 19-year-old male.
Okay.
She writes, by the way, at 19, we all feel like we're old and smart and figured things out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not 19, it's so hard to look at that as adult. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that insulting to anyone who's 19, because when I was 19, I'd have been like, shut your face, old man. And that's probably what you're saying now.
No, but at 19, you have no idea what you don't know.
And I'm sure
and there's a lot.
I'm sure there's somebody who's 70 listening right now going, dude, you don't know what you don't know now.
Again, yeah. I think that's often the case.
So she writes, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 years. Over the last 2 years, he's touched me or tried to have sex with me while I'm asleep.
Oh.
I don't want him to do that, but it is his kink. The first few times he tried touching me while I was asleep, I told him it made me uncomfortable. Then, instead of using his hands, this is awful, he started to just touch me with his engorged member.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've told him that you don't care for that, and he's still doing it?
He upped the ante from just touching.
Right.
Eventually, I told him we could try it one night if he asked me about it before I went to bed. I don't really like being woken up from a dead sleep for anything, much less that, but I thought it would be okay if I gave my consent beforehand. I can see that.
Sure, yeah.
It's actually pretty giving of her. I don't know she kind of feels like she has to do it, I wonder. That's not great. So we did it, and it wasn't terrible, but I never told him he could do it again. But he has proceeded to do it again and again, never asking me the night before. He says it's his kink.
Okay, well, it can still be your kink, and you can still ask for consent.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you can still get permission ahead of time.
Yeah, you're just...
because it's your kink doesn't mean it's hers.
Yeah.
I feel like you should leave him, honestly.
Yeah,
Yeah, initially, you know, a lot of people are you know, you're ignorant to it, and you do see things on television or porn. You go, oh, people think that's hot or that's hot. You know, you make a mistake, and you go, oh, I thought that would be cool. I'm sorry it wasn't. And, you know, if you never do that again, fine. Like, kind of what they started off as. But, yes,
once
she says, I don't like you to do that, then it doesn't matter if that's your kink or your fetish or whatever. You still have to respect the other person's boundaries and what they're telling you is okay or not okay.
I'm not sure it should have happened the first time.
No. I mean,
based on how it started.
It might be her kink to punch his testicles. But if he says, no, I don't like that, then she doesn't get to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it works. And if the other person can't respect the boundaries, whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right? You go from being like, okay, that's your kink, to you're a creep. Like, you're disrespectful. It's gross.
Hmm. How do you deal with someone that you're dating? This text just came in from the 269. How do you deal with someone that you're dating that is always in competition for everything? Down to where they're Googling whether or not water is good for you, as an example. I'm 29 and she's 34. So wait, you told her water is good for you? She Googled it to try to prove you wrong?
Okay, so, yeah, you know, I mean, she might need some kind of counseling. If that's her knee jerk, is to always have to be right about everything.
Unless you're stupid.
I mean, you might be.
I mean, you might be stupid.
I mean, personally, I wouldn't enjoy that.
No, yeah, no, I wouldn't that either. It'd be awful.
I don't know. Maybe there's some people out there that, like, people love competition, so.
There are some people that just have a need to be right.
And is it...
That's a lot.
It doesn't seem like it's in a playful way either.
They just followed up and said it turns into a fight over simple things.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, then you're not... Maybe you're just not compatible then.
Yeah. A lot of people reacting to that first story and saying, you guys are soft-pedaling it. This person says, you guys are being nice to that guy. He's a rapist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's the way to put it.
I think that's true.
It's a harsh word to hear this early in the morning.
That's why
some
I didn't
people,
say it,
so,
but
yeah.
we're getting enough people saying it, I wanted to point out. No, I agree.
Completely agree with that. That is sexual assault at that point.
She's not giving her consent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't be there. Okay, this one's going to be relatable for a lot of people. Hot Wings, when you were married, or even now, when if you and your girlfriend ever do sleep in the same room and you have to go to work, would you set your alarm for when you have to get up? Because you were notorious when we were in college for letting it go. Snooze. 9 minutes later. Do you still do that?
No, I don't. Okay. I definitely don't.
I have three alarms that go off before I get up. And Kayla doesn't mind, but I feel like she's welcome to change her mind anytime. Kelly, do you get up like...
Man, I used to be a never snoozer. I would never snooze. And then I think I realized that I just really wanted to get out of bed with the person I was with for all those years. Because now with my husband, I'm like, snooze.
Because you want to cuddle.
And we're wide-ass awake. And I'm just like, just hold me.
He's going back to bed, right?
No, actually, now he stays up with me. Because the kids, he lives so far out, he's got to get them ready for school. So that's his time to get a workout in or shower or whatever. But yeah, my alarm used to go off at 3, and I was up and out of bed. And now, no.
Not the same?
Yeah.
See, what about you? You strike me in as an alarm goes off, I get out and turn it off, and I go get ready.
I used to. But over the last couple of years, especially since kids.
Well, I think this is going to be really relatable for a lot of people. She writes, my husband sets his alarm to go off at 5:15 a.m. He does not, however, have any intention of getting out of bed until 6:30.
Ooh, that's a long time.
That's a lot I intend of alarms on, or snoozes to be happening.
I intend on waking up for work between 6 and 6:15, so I set my alarm for 6. His pre-alarm interrupts my sleep by 45 minutes every day. He doesn't hear his alarm, and it runs and runs until I kick him in hopes of catching that last wave of sleep. He will not make adjustments, saying he needs extra long alarms to gradually wake up. I think he's being rude and inconsiderate.
He is.
I mean, I think that you could just go in and turn off all those alarms and then just wait until like the last few that he actually needs.
I also don't think I should have to wear earplugs, as other people suggested, because I don't want to risk missing my alarm. I should also add he's a loud snorer and has begun wearing a mouthpiece in the past year that helps with that.
When it comes to like wearing earplugs, I dated a snorer for years, and I had the waxy earplugs that like form into your ears. You cannot hear anything. They were great for music festivals, snoring, whatever. And I had to have an alarm, and I just put my phone on vibrate under my pillow. And that's how it'll wake you up on a high vibrate.
It wouldn't wake me up.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
Most days it would, but it wouldn't be a sure thing.
But in this case, he's a selfish dildo. Because one, you're not getting restful sleep. You're not waking up gradually. You're just wasting your own time.
Well, and
when you're
not even
constantly snoozing, you're not actually sleeping. He'd be better off just sleeping for an extra hour. And he doesn't have to worry about missing the alarm, because if he doesn't intend to get up till 6:30, then if you're getting up at 6:15, you're already up and you can wake him up. That's not hard. This isn't brain surgery. These two are both idiots.
Yeah, he's a candidate for sleeping in the guest bedroom or on somewhere else if you don't have a guest bedroom.
It makes no sense.
Who listening has the most alarms? This text from Indiana. I set 9 alarms every morning. Like, do you think they're staggered?
9?
Or is it like 9 going off really close, like 1 a minute?
Probably staggered.
A lot of people are writing in saying I have my lights attached to my alarms.
Smart.
Yeah, some people have those, and especially now with smart bulbs and stuff, you can set schedules where they'll come on and you can make them fade on. But fading on, like, I wouldn't be able to do. I need to be jarred awake.
Yeah, you're a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, if I had a light bulb that came on. So people have those nice sunrise alarm clocks.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way that would do anything for me. I mean, on the weekends, I don't wake up because the sun comes up. You know, I wake up when my body wakes me up. It's still usually pretty early.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the summer or whatever, it's light at 6, but I'll wake up at 6:15 or 6:30. It's definitely light in my room when I wake up.
Yeah, sure.
Listen to this. My time to get up is 3:30 a.m. My alarm goes off the first time at 2.
Ugh. An hour and a half?
You're wasting a full sleep cycle. Sleeping.
Yeah, that's miserable.
So the reason you're always tired, and take this from me, expert idiot sleeper, you're just wasting your own time. You could be getting more sleep. Part of the reason you're so tired all the time is because you have 9 effing alarms set, and you're waking up so early. If you just get up when the alarm goes off at 3:30... when you should get up, that's an extra hour and a half of actual REM sleep.
Craig writes, I set my alarm early on purpose because snoozing it gives me satisfaction.
I mean, if it's satisfying to you.
This one, 10 alarms set, and I never wake up until 6:30, and they sent screenshots. 5:20, 5:25, 5:30, 5:33, 5:35, 5:37, 5:40.
See,
oh my God.
What's happening... and this is what happened to me in college,
and more.
And free beer can attest to it. You train your brain hears it, but it knows it's pointless. Mm-hmm. And so you ignore it subconsciously and you sleep through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason now, like I'm much more likely to sleep through one of my 3 alarms at my house because I know where I'm at and what's going on.
Right.
Versus when we travel somewhere, I have 1 alarm and it goes off and I wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because my body knows, don't be late.
Yeah, especially for travel. Yeah.
Do you believe this one? I set 42 alarms every morning.
Come on.
And they wake me up at 5:30 a.m.
What time do they start going off?
Or do you have 42 different clocks?
You have 42 alarm clocks.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of managing.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
This text, you guys are a bunch of babies. I get up at 4:30 a.m. with no alarm set. I haven't used an alarm in 15 years.
Wow, that's neat that you have such a cool schedule.
You are a hero.
Wow.
I'm so impressed.
You're amazing.
Your useless skill.
Neat.
Oh, boy. Somebody said they got an alarm clock that is that has a component you put on like a watch, and when the alarm goes off, it shocks your wrist.
Oh, that would be awful.
The Apple Watch, it'll vibrate if you have an alarm set on your phone and
you're still wearing
your watch. And I found that to be super helpful.
Yeah.
But the problem is I always charge my watch overnight.
At night.
Me too. That's what I do too. I don't like to sleep with it on.
But when I take a nap, it gets me.
Oh, it's so nice though. It's just like a little.
All right. More people need advice on the way. Should I tell my mother-in-law, who's very sensitive, blank? I don't even need to know the rest. The answer is no. We'll see if everybody else agrees or disagrees.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.